streets of Melbourne today to commemorate the Palestinian movement, but to particularly commemorate the Nakba. Thank you, everyone, for coming here today with your loud voices. Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! As Palestinians, we also understand the struggle of our Indigenous brothers and sisters here in Australia. Their lands were also stolen. Their homes were destroyed and their towns desecrated. I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation in which we meet here today. Their lands were never ceded. I pay my respects to their elders past and present and those emerging. And we stand with you and we say, this land was never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. For us Palestinians, our Nakba, the great catastrophe, it has never ended. It is ongoing now to this very day. Palestinians are being murdered, being driven from their homes, and destroyed and imprisoned with impunity by the apartheid state of Israel. Shame. And we stand here to not only commemorate our Nakba, but that ongoing catastrophe. We thank you for coming out here. We want Melbourne to hear us because we have not forgotten. And we stand with the side of justice. Being Palestinian means you're an anti-racist, an anti-colonial. You stand with human rights and you stand with the oppressed. That is what being Palestinian is. And we are all Palestinian today. I'd like to take a moment to welcome our speaker, Uncle Gary Foley. Yes. For those of you who will know that Gary Foley is a prominent Indigenous activist all the way down to the Freedom Rides, the first Aboriginal tent embassy, and a long-time Palestinian supporter and outspoken critic of the State of Israel, but also an outspoken critic of the Australian government. Please, everyone, give him a warm welcome, Gary Foley.
Greetings. I'm here today, yet again, the first time that Indigenous political activists in this country expressed overt solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters was over 50 years ago. It was around then that it had dawned on some of us in the black political movement that the situation of our Palestinian brothers and sisters was extraordinarily similar to ours. Our countries, our homelands, had been invaded and occupied by brutal settler colonial societies. And that to this day, the situation remains the same, where the struggle for justice, for the struggle for our sovereignty, self-determination, political and economic independence continues in this country in the same way it does in the homeland of the Palestinian people. Our struggles go on. In Australia, I'm not going to talk about the voice. All you need to know is that it doesn't matter whether you vote yes or vote no. It will change nothing. It's yet another government attempt to deflect from the real issues of self-determination and political and economic independence. And until such times as we achieve that, until such times as the Palestinian people are free, we shall continue to inhabit the streets, occupy the land in front of... the old justice there who hung Ned Kelly, that's who that is there, folks. He's getting his just desserts, getting shat on by a million pigeons every year. So in front of our colonial reminders of what was done to us, I say yet again, I express solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters on behalf of the Gumbanja Nation, my people, who've never ceded their sovereignty. And I also express it on behalf of all of those indigenous political activists who understand. And to all our non-indigenous, non-Palestinian brothers and sisters here today, help us maintain the struggle, maintain the rage, and keep up the fight, folks.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
Free, free Palestine! Over this week, we have witnessed the bombing of Gaza. Warplanes going in and out, bomb after bomb. Bomb after bomb. Register that over this weekend, 40 warplanes have gone in and out of Gaza, bombing children, bombing... everyone, residential buildings, houses, homes of Palestinians. Shame!
Shame!
Register that at the start of this week, the death count of Palestinians in Palestine was 100. And over the course of this week, 34 people have been killed in Gaza, have been killed in their homes, in their sleep, have been killed in their cars. Shame!
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 And as we stand here today, look at the scourge of the American and of the Israeli threat across the world. In Sudan, we see a civil war. In Pakistan, we see the London plan. In Turkey, we see the United States officials, politic, and try to bring down the struggle of the righteous and bring the oppressors into power. Shame on Israel. Shame on America. Shame on anyone who supports them.
Free!
And Palestine will be free. And talking from what Uncle Gary said, this is all connected. Every person is connected. I am a Palestinian living in Australia. The British put me here. Uncle Gary has been dispossessed of his home. The British did that. Who did the British support? Israel. And then who took the mantle of supporting the garrison in the Middle East? That vile, evil, terrorist entity. That was America. That was the West. That was Australia. And we call for the downfall of all of those criminal entities, and know that today Israel is the terrorist state. And as we reflect on this today, on the Nakba, I want to introduce to the stage Muad, whose family is from Tantura. Tantura was the place in Palestine of a massive massacre by the terrorist forces of Israel. And I would like you all to welcome him to the stage. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I acknowledge and pay respect to the Wurundjeri people of Kulin Nation, whose land I live and work upon. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Al-Nakba Mustamira. The Nakba is ongoing since 75 years. In every Palestinian home, in every family, in every picture on the wall, in the clothes that we wear, in our dialogues, in the refugee camps, at the checkpoints, at the barriers between the house and the farm, or the house and the school, in the travel documents that we force to hold or possess, in the occupation jails, we commemorate Nakba every single day. It's 75 years of pain, of Nakba, of settler colonialism, of ethnic cleansing, of apartheid, land theft, of war crimes, of massacres, of forced expulsion, of impunity, of suffering, and of denial. The ethnic cleansing and the massacre that conducted in 500 Palestinian villages will remain a shameful spot in the human history and the history of the occupation and those who supported. According to the statistics of UNRWA in 2021, there are 5.7 million Palestinians refugees registered with UNRWA, and other millions are not registered in diaspora. All of them are deprived from the right of return by the occupation to their homeland, Palestine. While any Jew have no connection whatsoever with Palestine can become first-class citizen in apartheid Israel. Shame. The resolution 194 by the General Assembly 1948 clearly gives the right to the Palestinian people to return to their homes. But as we all know, Israel is above the law, and that has been supported by democracies like Australia and America.
Shame!
My friends, I'm from Tantura, the best beautiful beach in Palestine that the Zionists massacred in 1948. On May 23rd, 1948, after 6 weeks after the infamous massacre of Deir Yassin, and 1 week after the declaration of the Zionist entity, Alexandroni, the terrorist brigade, attacked my village. From sea and land, the Zionist terrorists started killing any man walking in the village before they went house to house, killing, torturing, detaining. All men over 17 years old has been killed. They gathered all men on the beach and asked them to dig their graves. And after they finish, the Zionists shot them dead. Also, any woman showed any type of resistance has been killed. The night was a turning moment in the history of our peaceful village. Forever. More than 250 were killed and 100 others detained because of because my grandfather was killed 1 year before the massacre at the hand of British soldier. My grandmother didn't know where to go after the massacre, especially after the Zionists detained her older son. He was just 18 years old. She walked by on foot with her six kids, along with her sister, with her seven kids, to the nearest village, Alif Radis, where they were expelled again to the West Bank. In the West Bank, the refugee journey of the family started and not ended until this moment. Until this moment, we have family members from our family living in refugee camps after 75 years of the massacre. In the West Bank, there was no UNHCR or UNRWA or any type of a humanitarian organization that can support the refugees. So my grandmother ended up in a truck going to Iraq. Her sister ended up in a truck going to Syria. The family split, separated. The heroic stories of the Palestinian women during and after Nakba is often underrepresented and sometimes ignored. My grandfather, Nijme, which is the Arabic word for a star, was not broken by the theft of her home and the killing of her family members and the detention of her son, the loss of her daughter, and the separation from her only sister. She embarked an extraordinary journey to Iraq, a country she had known no one in. This widow learned to become a midwife, to be independent and support her kids. She not only just supported her kids, but 20 orphans from the extended family. She worked until she reached 80 years old. The only dream for her was to go back and swim in Tantura Beach. Her name was a star. Indeed, she was a star, and forever her story will remain in our hearts. In 2019, I was able to return to my village after 70 years of the massacre, and participated in the March of Return to Tantura, which organized by Palestinian Association in 48. When I reached the village and my friend parked her car, she told me, "Now we are standing on what used to be the cemetery of Tantura, and your grandfather might be buried here." The village was demolished after the massacre to erase the crimes from the history of the Zionists and has been replaced by two Zionist resorts, Dur and Nahshalim. Last year, I also went back to Palestine and visited my beautiful village, and we will continue to go until we return for good. We will return for good. My friend, Israel killed nearly 200 Palestinians since the start of the year. As we speak now, there is ongoing Nakba. At the moment, we have 4,780 Palestinian prisoners in the occupation jails. Out of them, 29 women, 160 160 under 18 years old, including 6 kids under 15 years old. We have 915 under administrative detention. Khidr Adnan, two weeks ago, murdered in the jail because the only weapon he have is to stop eating. It's an obvious assassination by the occupation forces, and I'm not sure for how long this impunity for Israel will continue. Shame on the Australian government who congratulated the Zionist entity by their creation. I'm ending my words with the hope that when we walk all from this gathering today, we will keep in our mind and hearts the victims of Nakba and the survivors who vanished in exile and never stopped dreaming of Auda. We shall return. Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Thank
you, Mayad. Now, I think for many of us, we know that as Palestinians, we're always painted as the aggressor, as the violent, as the barbarians. But what this narrative doesn't take into account is our resistance to the violence of an oppressive state. A state backed by military weapons from the US, backed by democracies like Australia. Where we have nothing but our will to resist and the stones that are next to us. We have images of Palestinian men and women throwing stones against their oppressor, which is symbolic. But we also throw with our words and our resistance and our refusal to cede to the Israeli state, our homes, our lands, and our very identity. Palestinians are dying today for carrying their flag. Because the Israeli state wants to decimate the very word Palestine. But we are testament to the fact that you can never take away our identity, because we will always be Palestinian. Always was, always will be Palestinian land.